Let's rank the most influential trades in NHL history. No honorable mentions today. We're diving right into it, starting at number 5. The Buffalo Sabres trading Dominik Hasek to the Detroit Red Wings. Arguably, the greatest goaltender in NHL history was getting up there in age with no Stanley Cup on his resume. In the summer of 2001, he was dealt to the contending Red Wings, hoping to solve their goaltending woes. Needless to say, it worked out. The Red Wings would go on to win the Stanley Cup in Hasek's first season, and he even came back after a stint with the Ottawa Senators to win another one as a backup in 2008. At number 4, Quebec Nordiques dealing Eric Lindros to the Philadelphia Flyers for Peter Forsberg and a boatload of other assets. This saga was well documented in the early 90s. Young phenom Eric Lindros let it be known that he would never wear the jersey of the Quebec Nordiques franchise. Told them straight up, "Do not draft me with the first overall pick." They did anyway. He refused to report and requested a trade, and eventually, on June 30th, 1992, a year after being drafted, it went down. Both teams won the trade, rare. Lindros propelled the Flyers into a contender, however injuries hindered his career, while Peter Forsberg would go on to be one of the greatest Europeans to ever play in the NHL. At number 3, the Hartford Whalers trade Brendan Shanahan, with Detroit Red Wings sending Paul Coffey and Keith Primeau the other way. Talk about a risky deal that paid off for the Detroit Red Wings. The trade saw two stars leave, but only one come back, banking on Shanahan shining the brightest. For years, Steve Yzerman and co. could not get over the hump despite putting together incredible regular seasons. That all changed when Shanahan arrived, as he not only helped them win the Cup in his first season in Detroit, but also lifting Lord Stanley the very next season. The Wings would never miss the playoffs with Shanahan on their team, adding another cup in 2002. At number 2, Edmonton Oilers trading Wayne Gretzky to the Los Angeles Kings. He promised Mess he wouldn't do this, but he did anyways. The NHL's most well-known trade in history doesn't end up number 1 on my list. At the end of the day, hockey, sports, is about winning, and Wayne didn't get the job done in Los Angeles, although coming close in 1993. The trade made more waves off the ice than it did on the ice. Despite making the playoffs in his first 5 seasons as a King, his presence in a market like Los Angeles was the NHL's dream. Without Gretzky being dealt to California, maybe we don't see the likes of the Anaheim Ducks, San Jose Sharks, and perhaps other non-traditional markets. At number 1, the most influential NHL trade of all time, Montreal Canadiens trading Patrick Waugh to the Colorado Avalanche. Not only did it pay off quick, but it set the tone for the franchise, arguably felt to this day. You couldn't write a better script from an Avs point of view. You've just moved to Colorado from Quebec City with a competitive team. A 2-time Stanley Cup winner and Conn Smythe winning goaltender becomes available due to an argument with the coach. Patrick Waugh is acquired. Months later, he is lifting the Stanley Cup in the team's inaugural season in Denver. The Avalanche never missed the playoffs with Waugh in the crease, adding another cup in 2001. His addition to the team laid the concrete on which the Avs still stand on today as one of the elite franchises in the NHL.